On 91.7 WVXU, this is Cincinnati Edition. I'm Mark Purcell. On the way this Friday afternoon, an architectural icon of modernism in downtown Cincinnati. Sue Ann Painter previews her discussion tomorrow at the Public Library downtown about a new book that explores the landmark Terrace Plaza Hotel building. And James Christian Jr., who plays the role of the Griot, will be here to talk about the Cincinnati Black Theater Company's production of The Black Nativity by Langston Hughes. That's in about 20 minutes. To begin with, Christmas and holiday movies. What's your favorite all-time holiday film, that one you have to watch each year and force your kids or your significant others to watch? Call and join the conversation at 513-419-7100. Or email talk at WVXU.org. You can tweet us your picks or post on the WVXU Facebook page. And if you want to share what you think is the absolute worst Christmas film you've ever seen as well, have at it. Joining me to bring their naughty and nice Christmas movies list to Cincinnati Edition are WVXU Entertainment contributor and our office movie raconteur Larry Thomas, and T.T. Stern Enzi, contributing film editor for Cincinnati City Beat and Dayton City Paper. Welcome to Cincinnati Edition, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, it has to be a favorite time of year for movie critics and fans alike with those Christmas movies out and about. I'm sure you're just thrilled to be here today to talk about holiday films.
Oh, sure. Why not? Somebody's got to do it.
That's right. Might as well be us.
That's right.
Well, I can tell you that we took an in-house poll at the radio station here, and top of the list, and we'll cover some of these, and running pretty consistently also with some tweets and emails we're getting, of all things, the Will Ferrell movie Elf is the one everybody wants to watch. How do y'all check in when it comes to Elf?
I've never seen it.
Really? Now, is that because of Will Ferrell?
Exactly. I have liked him once in a movie, and that was Stranger Than Fiction, which was really good. But generally, he just irritates my socks off.
Wow, that's fascinating. I mean, I've seen most of the Will Ferrell films, and I have to admit, this is one of the few that I really like.
I've heard good things about it. I just have never taken it on myself to make that step.
Well, does that mean you're more of a Scrooge when it comes to Christmas films, Larry?
Bah humbug. No, you know, my favorite Christmas film is, it's actually set over Christmas and New Year's, is Billy Wilder's The Apartment.
Really?
It was not only one of the best picture winners for the Oscars, but it also really dug into what it means over the holiday season for people who are lonely and disenfranchised and, you know, even depressed.
And it,
but it does have a happy ending. So there's always light at the end of that tunnel. But I just love that movie.
So that's your favorite Christmas movie.
It is indeed.
And yours, T.T., what do you think?
You know, this was a tough call for me because, to be quite honest, I'm not really much of a holiday guy. When I think of
not just a holiday movie guy, just a holiday
just
guy.
Not a holiday guy, not a holiday movie guy. So yeah, I struggled a bit over this, and I guess what I ended up going back to. It's probably not my favorite holiday film, but it's the film that I associate with the holidays more than anything else. And for me, it's actually Sound of Music.
Really?
Because as a kid growing up, I remember, you know, of course you have Miracle on 34th Street and all these films that are played like crazy during the season. But for me, Sound of Music was the film that played between Christmas and New Year's when I was a kid growing up that I actually watched every year. So, and again, it's not exactly a Christmas film, but because of the association with the season, that's the holiday film that I go with.
All right, well, so we have some big Christmas movie fans here.
All right, well what's yours?
I have a hard time picking any given one. You know, I kind of like Elf, that's okay, but I have to lean on another favorite tied for third on the in-house poll, and that's A Christmas Story.
Oh, absolutely.
You're going to shoot your eye out, Ralphie.
You can't diss A Christmas Story. They'll think you're a commie or something. I mean, exactly. It's just a basic, feel-good Americana film, and it's got some of the greatest lines of all times. And by the way, when we're done here, don't forget to drink your Ovaltine.
Exactly right. Well, what do you, and I have to confess that when I first got a DVD player, that the first DVD that I got was A Christmas Story. You know, that was one I figured we would want to watch. And it does. Even when you've seen it before, it has those laughs. And Gene Shepard's storytelling is just
can't be beat. Yeah, so right. For me, that's what it is. What's your favorite holiday film? You can call us at 513-419-7100 or email us talk@wvxu.org. Joe, in Finneytown, you're on Cincinnati Edition. What do you like for the holidays?
Well, you just hit it. One of my favorite films is A Christmas Story. And I don't know if you're aware of it, but the house that was their family home up in, it was actually in Cleveland, that has been bought and restored into a museum.
And complete with the one-legged lamp in the front window,
exactly.
As I recall.
That's right, yeah. Right.
They also have a gift shop, and a lot of people buy those leg lamps as mementos from it. But one of my absolute worst holiday films I think I've ever seen was, it was called Mixed Nuts. And it starred Steve Martin and Madeline Kahn, and I think even Juliette Lewis was in it. But it was painful to watch.
It really was. I agree with you on that one, Joe. I saw it, and it was, holy cow. It was bad.
I'm going to have to say I'm going to second or third or whatever needs to be done on that one, too, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Madeline Kahn has one of the best. She has one of the funniest lines in the film where she's stuck in that elevator, and she calls out, she yells out, "Hello, losers," or something like that. And that was the funniest part of it.
Just that one line.
She was talking to the audience watching it.
Yeah. Those of us who paid to see it, at least.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, thanks, Joe. Appreciate your call. Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU, looking at holiday movies. 513-419-7100. Well, that was Joe with what his worst Christmas movie was. Do you want to chime in on what your worst Christmas movie, what you consider to be the worst?
Nah, I don't think I have a worst, because even something like Santa Claus Conquers the Martians has a certain amount of seasonal charm. I mean, you know, with the green Martians and the 9-year-old Pia Zadora running around and all that.
But, still has its charm. What about you, TT?
You know what? I'm going to have to agree with that, because I don't, and first of all, I really don't think of, I don't break films down in terms of the whole holiday season anyway, because for me, to be quite honest, as a working critic, the holidays, I mean, everything that I see during the holidays feels like a holiday film, because they're like treats for me. It's the year end. There's tons to see. Even the trashy stuff that, again, that you're watching on TV for the 10th or the 20th time, it's just, it's all good. It's all movies.
Well, the nice thing is, too, a lot of the new films that are coming out at that season, they save the best for last.
Very
so it's just like, you know, you're going to overdose on terrific.
Right, right.
Well, Dick and Tara Spark calling in. Welcome to Cincinnati Edition, Dick. And what is your favorite holiday movie?
Well, first of all, let me tell you, I don't have a worst. There are no bad Christmas movies.
Oh,
but
good.
My favorite one of all, and there are a lot of good ones out there, but this is a tough call. And my wife and I a big ritual out of watching The Bishop's Wife with David Niven, Loretta Young, and Cary Grant as Dudley the Angel. And they made a remake of it recently with Denzel Washington and Whitney Houston called The Preacher's Wife. But I think it captures the holiday spirit that angels do, in fact, come to visit us. And, you know, it brings the holiday spirit and kind of brings you back to focus on what's important during the holiday, as David Niven does a heck of a job as the bishop who wants a new cathedral. And he kind of gets refocused with the help of Cary Grant, who, as an angel, would really like to be immortal. So it's really a very sweet story.
Well, thank you, Dick. I appreciate your contribution to the conversation here. The Bishop's Wife, 1947 film, and I've seen that pop up on other lists as
well.
Oh,
yeah, many lists. That's a big favorite.
Good stuff. Well, thank you, Dick. We're talking holiday movies on Cincinnati Edition. What's your favorite, or what's the worst? Maybe you're like Dick and say, well, it's all in the holiday spirit, and I enjoy it. You can call us at 513-419-7100. We did a in-house little tabulation. Elf and White Christmas tied for first. Tied for third were A Christmas Story and It's a Wonderful Life. And, yes, somebody had mentioned The Bishop's Wife in our poll. Leslie from Loveland, what is your choice for a holiday movie?
I would have to say my best favorite movie of all time is Christmas in Connecticut. I know that's probably not one that many people know, but it's that old black and white with Barbara Stanwyck and...
Oh, yes.
I can't remember who else was in it.
Dennis Morgan.
Yes. To me, it was one of those movies that I thought, I've got to get a farm in Connecticut. Just love that movie.
Well, thank you, Leslie. Appreciate your contribution. And that is, you know, one thing I did notice, and we were talking before we went on the air, guys, I went and had a link to, I believe it was the Washington Post Movie Critics top movie picks of 2013, and most of them predated 1954. I mean, you know, beyond Elf, is there any good Christmas movies being made today, or have we become overwhelmed by the sweetness?
You know, it's funny. I did a little informal sort of polling of, because I work with kids at Lighthouse Youth Crisis Center, and I teach at UC. So since I knew I didn't necessarily have holiday films that I was all that excited about, I did the polling, and I found a few. Again, Elf was definitely up there. Ted, a fairly recent film.
Oh, the talking teddy bear.
Right. So Ted is actually factoring in for younger audiences today. And Bad Santa, which is not necessarily as recent as Ted, but again, Bad Santa is another title that, again, for a younger audience, it's definitely picking up a lot of steam. And I have to say, I kind of like Bad Santa quite a bit.
It is pretty good. Well, you know what I found interesting, and it's one I've kind of enjoyed watching, it, at least the first one. Of course, when they do the sequels, they're not always all that great, but... the one with Tim Allen, the Santa Claus.
Right,
I thought that
right.
was a little bit different, and it's interesting that I don't notice it popping up on anybody's list here. Why am I the only one who thinks the Santa Claus is a good Christmas movie?
Well, it's a good suggestion, because it really was a pretty good film, and Tim Allen was good in it. But then again, there's always Ernest Saves Christmas.
Ooh. Oh,
now, that one hasn't been on the list either.
Yeah, wow.
Well, I will say on the Twitter votes are coming in, and they are, they like the 24-hour Christmas Story marathon. And also, this is one that's popped up on the list, too, tied for third, National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes.
Big favorite.
You know, taking all the stereotypes of typical Christmas vacation and wrapping it up nicely.
Yeah, I mean... That's the kind of movie, when you watch it and experience it, you're thankful for your own family and not the Griswolds.
Or the Griswolds' relatives.
Right. Exactly.
It is. And again, that's one of those things that people talk about with holiday films, is the idea of family and everyone's family being dysfunctional. But yes, we look at the Griswolds and we say, you know what, as dysfunctional as we may be, we're not that family.
Yeah, exactly.
At least we're not. Talking holiday movies, Christmas movies, good and bad, naughty and nice, on Cincinnati Edition this afternoon. 419-7100 is the number to call, or check in online or email us, talk@wvxu.org. Let me see. I think I had Chris from Finneytown next up. Chris, what's your pick for best holiday film?
My pick for best holiday film is a made-for-TV movie that was taken from a children's book. It's called The Best Christmas Pageant Ever, and it's a wonderful story about the most unruly family of bullies and problem children who get involved with the local church pageant, and it's just hilarious how the family of unruly kids changes, and the town changes, and the church changes, all because of putting on a Christmas pageant together.
Well, thank you, Chris. That's a good suggestion there, too, for a made-for-TV movie.
Right.
And that is something that has a theme that shows up in many Christmas movies, that redemption, or at least the people who change and change for the better, because, well, we've all heard about Scrooge and, you know, what happens in Dickens' Christmas Carol.
And that's where a lot of the films are going in these days, is for television or video, as opposed to actually showing up in theaters, simply because they're easy to make and, you know, you can trot them out every year.
Karen in Hyde Park wants to make a contribution to the cause here. Karen, you're on the air on Cincinnati Edition. Good afternoon.
Hi, thank you. Yes, I have a favorite. I'm a child of the 70s, and this made-for-TV movie came out in 1974, and it's called The Year Without a Santa Claus, and it's one of those sort of claymations.
Yes. I remember that.
One of the reasons I love it is the music so awesome. There are two brothers who have to learn to work together to help Santa Claus, and it's the Heat Miser and the Snow Miser. You know their songs?
Oh, yes.
I won't sing them for you, but
I've got the Heat Miser song playing in my head right now.
A little earworm.
So, our family has enjoyed this for years, and then this year I happen to have two boys that don't get along. And one kind of has a frosty, cool teenager temper, and one is very hot-tempered. And I said, you know what? We're going to make a Christmas card, and one of these is going to be the Heat Miser, and one is the Snow Miser. And we did it this year. It was a lot of fun.
Well, thank you, Karen, and thanks for reminding us about the year without a Santa Claus. Cincinnati Edition, on 91.7 WVXU, talking holiday movies with T.T. Stern Enzi, who is a contributor to City Beat, Cincinnati City Beat, and Dayton City Beat, and our entertainment editor here at WVXU, Larry Thomas, talking about the holiday movies, both good and bad. And we are kind of trying to focus on feature films and movies only, no TV shows. We could debate for hours on end, Frosty and the Grinch and Rudolph and
Charlie Brown.
And Singing Raisins.
Ooh,
well,
Charlie Brown.
Well,
yeah.
I have to say, well, we don't include these because, as our producer Pete Reitmeier has written, really, they all take a backseat to Charlie Brown Christmas and Vince Guaraldi.
Yeah,
so 513-419-7100. What do you like to celebrate on the big screen when it comes to the holidays? Nathan from Eastgate, you're on the air. And Nathan, I think you have a choice that doesn't pop to mind first, but when you think about it, it's one that does fit.
I've always been partial to the first and sometimes the second Die Hard movies right around Christmas.
Exactly. A lot of people do.
Yes.
Matter of fact, both these guys were agreeing with you before we went on the air, Nathan. They were saying, yeah, Die Hard. And I will say, Frank Johnson for WGUC, he voted for Die Hard, saying it's the story of a man who traveled cross-country to spend Christmas with his wife and kids, and just as it's commercialized the holiday, greed gets in the way of him realizing his goal. But it's with violence and explosions, and that's what you don't usually get in Christmas Christmas movies, right, Nathan?
Yeah, that's always one of the best parts of all the explosions, especially when the building at the very top of the building blows up. I always like that part.
Well, thanks, Nathan. I appreciate it. Thanks for being on Cincinnati Edition. All right. Liz from Fairfield, what is your holiday movie contribution to Cincinnati Edition this afternoon?
Well, it's kind of a mix of, you know, holidays here. We really enjoy The Nightmare Before Christmas.
The Nightmare Before Christmas. Yes,
yeah,
that is a big thing.
Yeah, we order around Halloween time because that's the time you can only find Nightmare Before Christmas things, which is odd because Christmas is totally in the title. And we get the gingerbread house for Nightmare Before Christmas and store it away. And in fact, tomorrow night, we're actually going to build our Nightmare Before Christmas gingerbread house.
Well, what? That's kind of nice. I love Halloween, too, so I think that fits right in there, Liz. So.
Well, it's great. Thank you.
Well, thank you, and happy holidays, Liz.
You too.
It's holiday movies here on Cincinnati Edition on 91.7, and that was one I didn't think about. But
I didn't either. But, oh, and I got a holiday movie trivia for you.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll have T.T. answer it for me.
Did you know that Bob Clark, the director of A Christmas Story, made another Christmas film several years before that?
Okay.
It was called Black Christmas. It was about a serial killer in a co-ed dorm at a college.
Really?
They were spending Christmas there because they didn't want to go home, but there's a serial killer in the attic.
You know, that's ringing a bell.
And actually, decent cast. It had Keir DeLay, Margot Kidder, and Olivia Hussey. Mm-hmm. And it was not a bad film at all. It's a little slicey and dicey, but, you know.
That's the way it goes sometimes.
Yeah.
Larry Thomas, WVXU entertainment contributor in the studio here, as well as T.T. Stern Enzi, talking about holiday movies. And one that popped up on the list that I haven't seen and didn't even realize it had any tie is the one that Meredith from Lebanon is bringing to the air. Meredith, you're on Cincinnati Edition. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Yes, one of my favorite and my husband's favorite is Love Actually.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
It is a great story. It's several stories told at once, and they all kind of interweave.
Well, as I said, I haven't seen it, but I'm getting nods all around the studio here. And as I said, it popped up quite a bit there. And so, what do you enjoy, and how does it lend to your Christmas spirit there, Meredith?
Well, as the title indicates, it's really a story centered around love, parental love, romantic love, unrequited love. And it really brings, I think, the spirit of the holiday with it, even as it shows the craziness of how the holidays can be.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. Appreciate it, Meredith. Thank you for calling Cincinnati Edition.
And it's also one of those great pictures with an ensemble cast, mostly British, and they just seem to really get into the whole spirit of the thing. And it's just very good, entertaining.
It's actually one of my sentimental favorites for the season, too. I'm a huge fan of that film. I really am.
Well, I know Matt from Milford also chose Love Actually. What do you like about it, Matt?
Well, while it's not child appropriate, it's always guaranteed to give a night full of hugging with my wife. So what I like about it also is, it shows really love in many different ways. So I mean, it's a really nice ensemble cast, and it's really the fact that really around the holidays, that's really the key thing. It's the people in your life that you love, and I think it's very good about that. Even shows them in many different forms and ways.
Well, thank you, Matt. Appreciate it. And thanks for calling in for Cincinnati Edition. Talking holiday movies, we only have a moment left here, guys. But I out of all these, which do you think carries the most weight when it comes to, what's considered a classic Christmas movie?
There's classic and there's classic. There's the old classic. There's the new classic. I think the two categories are pretty well represented by It's a Wonderful Life and A Christmas Story.
And you, T.T.?
I guess I would go with It's a Wonderful Life, but instead of A Christmas Story, I'm really sensing that the tide may be shifting to Elf.
Really?
I think so.
Well, what is interesting is in our in-house survey that we took about the best Christmas movies, Elf was also number one on the worst Christmas movie. it tells you how it goes.
Well, it's all subjective.
Indeed it is. Well, you can continue this conversation about what you think is the best Christmas movie and the worst Christmas movie on our Facebook page, the WVXU Facebook page. T.T. Sternenzi, contributing film editor for Cincinnati City Beat and Dayton City Paper, thank you for being here today.
Thank you for having me.
And WVXU entertainment contributor Larry Thomas, thank you for taking some time out of your busy day to be here.
Like I had a choice.
Sharing their list of naughty and nice when it comes to Christmas movies. Again, we'd like to hear about your favorites as well. The discussion continues online on the WVXU Facebook page and on Twitter. Coming up, a downtown Cincinnati architectural icon is highlighted in a new book. You'll learn more in less than 10 minutes. And after a break, actor James Christian Jr. discusses his role in the Cincinnati Black Theater Company's production of The Black Nativity by Langston Hughes on stage tonight and tomorrow. You're listening to Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU.